It's the pink after one of the oddest games I've seen at Anfield for some time. And also, just a shout out here, it was fucking freezing. I'm going to go over to Dan Austin first on this one and say, Dan, didn't know what to make of almost any of it. I think nine different lads played centre forward for at least 2 minutes. Liverpool didn't really look like taking the game away from Genk, but they never looked like they were under that much pressure.
No, I suppose the reality of it is that they've gone top of the group, and a win against Napoli now means that the Salzburg one at the end of the group in the middle of December is redundant. They made loads of chances and still could have scored 6 or 7 goals. There were a few first half where into the Origi flashed across the corner of the goal when he really should have scored. But I don't know whether we made them look good or they are actually just a much better football team than any of us gave them credit for. They certainly had a lot of pace on the break. I'm really into basically the Japanese as a people coming to Anfield and being the best players I've ever seen. So we had Takumi Minamino at the beginning of October and Junior Ito tonight. Absolutely brilliant. You and me, didn't we, fell in love with Takashi Inui. Yeah. In the World Cup in 2018 when he scored that banger against Belgium. I just think the Japanese might be really good at footy and we're not that aware of it, and they're going to take over the Champions League.
There we are. I mean, there's that to look forward to, Phil.
I'm starting a J League podcast now.
We'll start doing it. I'll get Mo Stewart on it. He's watching that every week. He's all over the J League. He knows who's coming. It's one where you just sort of, Sunday is on the horizon. It's on the horizon in the selection from the manager. Let's just be honest about that. You know, as much as he wants to say he's focusing on this game, he's actually focusing on Manchester City as much as that. He makes it clear in his selection. But Liverpool do just about get the job done. Oxlade-Chamberlain, it's a really, really good goal.
Yeah, it was as much half an eye on Sunday as almost two eyes on Sunday, because even the players who started were thinking about Sunday. The atmosphere in the ground, I've never seen a goal celebrated less when Wijnaldum scored that first goal.